Hey there, this is James Cox at Premier Martial Arts, and this is the Martial Arts Lifestyle. We are on episode number 1818. Today we're going to talk about a word that we hear often, and it is simply attitude. So all kinds of situations, people are talking about attitude at home, at school, at work. What about parents talking to their children, right? Fix that attitude or do something with that attitude. Stop giving me that tude, you know, on and on and on. So kind of define that attitude is the outlook, and it is a settled way of thinking. When I heard that as a settled way, my first thought was that it was like limited, like you were accepting less, you know, when you think of settling for something. So I guess when you think attitude, now we got to think how to improve, how to change, how to make better that attitude. So I wouldn't think settled, but at that time, if your attitude is on a certain way, then that is that outlook, you know. So is the cup half empty or half full? How positive or negative are you with your thoughts and your feelings? Because you can change your attitude by changing your thoughts and your feelings. You know, I believe strongly in the whole law of attraction. I've experienced this on both sides many times throughout my life. And if you think positive and you feel better, it's hard to feel good and think negative, right? So those like attractions definitely are going to help change the attitude. You know, you're able to shift your thoughts to feel a better attitude if you need it. And you got to know how to turn your attitude on or off in different ways. Let me talk real quick like about martial arts. And one thing that my instructor, you know, sunk into my head early on, and it really helped me. And I thought about it even recently in competitions, and way back then early on in competitions and challenges, and even just getting your mind right for class, your mind right for work, your mind right for a workout. Even just waking up in the morning first thing, starting with the right attitude, right? Because if your attitude determines your altitude, how far are you going to get in life? How far are you going to succeed and grow based off that attitude? Then isn't it important that we have the right attitude? So we would call this like the light switch theory. You know, even would go to the actual light switch and turn it off, and then the room was dark, and then he said ready, go, and he turned the light switch on, and it became bright and light and shiny, right? So like electricity is pretty fast, right? We would want to be able to have that power, which we do inside of us. We have that power like the flick of a switch to change our attitude. In self-defense, you know, or fighting, it could be a situation where it's the absolute last thing that you thought of. You could be having the happiest, best day of your life, just skipping along and enjoying things. Then out of nowhere, like the light switch, something happens. There's a knife to your throat. You know, something extreme happened, and now you have to be a fight or flight thinking. You have to be able to switch and turn something on, right, or turn something off to have a drastic change. And that light switch theory is things that I think about a lot and maybe have modified it through time, where you just got to know when it's go time. And that's a way to get the attitude in preparation. You got to do some self-talk, if it's affirmation or just literally self-talk. You know, no, I got this, let's go, and just kind of change it around. You know, attitude is also a look. So I can tell by looking at people kind of how their attitude is, right? Not always correct, but you can tell from how their gestures, their postures, their voice, their eyes, you know, the squints, right? You can tell kind of, man, he looks like he's in a bad mood, or that looks like a bad attitude, versus what looks like a good attitude and what is positive. I see it a lot in martial arts, because most martial artists, most times, you know, we're all human and, you know, definitely all kinds of us, but carry a pretty good attitude. I have a way of noticing that people look like they do martial arts. You know, now this comes from being at a lot of tournaments and conventions and, you know, trade show type events where there's a rooms full of martial artists, or even being in the hotel lobby where we're all staying in places and a group of people that you don't know, but I can look over there and tell, yeah, they're martial artists. Martial artists kind of all look alike ways, right? Well, one of the ways that kind of stands out to me in that look of a martial artist is the confidence and the attitude and the way they kind of carry themselves, you know, most of the time at least. Then many different types. I can even go deeper than that. This would probably be another podcast to get a little off subject here, but I'm pretty good at telling what kind of martial arts this person does by looking at them. So let me explain here. It's kind of weird, but when you have someone that has been studying for a long time a certain style, a discipline or system of martial arts, let's just use like karate or any of the traditional Japanese arts, you know, Shotokan and Ishinryu and all these hard Japanese style arts that are very external, very hungar, you know, close fist, aggressive, straight line power. These guys are typically stocky and strong and aggressive, and they walk and talk and act and look like karate guys. You can compare the opposite to someone that is more into the kung fu arts. You know, they work hard, it's internal, that softer style, circular flowing movements. These guys look and act and talk and sound different. They kind of become their art, you know, and on and on and on. And let's not get to MMA fighters or boxers or jiu-jitsu guys. What a culture of its own, the Brazilian jiu-jitsu. So you can kind of see how these guys can appear to be what their style is. But the point of it is you can see how the attitude is and how they're able to carry that attitude over into other things and, yeah, just be there. Confidence and arrogance is a thin line, right? So to have a good attitude for martial arts, for life, for success, you got to be confident. But there is a thin line, again, between arrogance. You know, there's a saying in martial arts that we want to get to the level that we don't feel the need to ever have to prove ourselves. You're that confident, right? But you can back it up if had to, but you're not the one talking all about it. So believing in yourself, but still being humble, right? Believing in yourself and being humble. You know, I would say a lot of times going into competitions that I wanted to be confident because I know the power of confidence and belief, as well as the power of negative and doubt. So I would typically say, man, I'm going to win this fight, but it's going to be tough. And then no matter who it was I was competing with, it was always my mind. I am going to win, but it is going to be tough. A competitor, a fighter, it could even be in work or your daily life. A saying that we have is he lost the fight in the dressing room. So what happened here is the attitude was wrong. How do you lose a fight in the dressing room? Well, the same way you would lose a battle or you would lose whatever you were hoping to gain by not being in the right mindset, the frame of mind, and thinking about it ahead of time the right way. So a fighter that's in the dressing room before they come out can easily lose early by just creating so much self-doubt versus someone that can have the advantage by having their mind, you know, set the right way and being prepared. So it's typical that someone loses in the dressing room. It's also typical that someone loses in the match. There's a little saying we have on that is that they lost by heart disease. And what we mean by that is not the literal sense of heart disease, that when it came down to pushing and fixing the attitude to drive and persevere and pull out more and just outwork their opponent, do whatever was needed to be extra, they didn't. They didn't have enough heart to really do that, you know. And we have good days or bad days, but heart goes a long ways, right? That's that toughness, you know, as well as having the right attitude. Leaders, should leaders have attitude? What kind of attitude? Well, you know, they should be able to lead by example, and they should be able to as well change other people's attitude for the better. That's the coach. That's the coach part. That's what happens a lot in between rounds when there's that 1 minute break, you know, to let them rest and give them some water and to, man, what can you do now in 30 seconds to try to motivate these guys? Well, a leader has to have the right attitude and then to be able to improve, you know, others' attitudes with things they say and things they do. Knowing how to coach and knowing who you're coaching, I can coach different people but have to do it totally different ways, because one person is not as motivated as another with a certain terminology or anchor or the way you talk to them. You know, some people you can raise your voice and get in their face, and others you gotta love and nourish them, but you know, still bringing out a better attitude. And those are things that, you know, leaders should do, right? So trying to snap out of it and let's go. It's always important, because if you can have that right attitude, then you can carry this over into other things in your life outside of the martial arts school and then inside of it. You know, it's the way you do one thing is the way that you'll do everything. So you want to create these habits. And if you can keep a good attitude, then you're going to just do everything better. I mean, I know everyone knows that. There's no doubt in that, right? So the attitude determines the altitude, and the habits that you make of continuing to strive for excellence, you know, perfection. I don't know if there could be debates on that, but just improvement is what I see about attitude. So wake up in the morning, shiny, be grateful, you know, count your blessings, and let's just continue to have a great attitude with everything we do, guys. Hope this was helpful. Check out our YouTube channel, James Cox Martial Arts. Follow these podcasts. I got some good interviews coming up with a couple of my top black belts, and we're busy here. So thanks a lot. Appreciate it.